have a story to share with you today. Old Joe lived all by himself out in the country on a farm. His closest neighbor was also his very best friend. They had been friends for decades, and it seemed like they had kind of grown old together. Now that their spouses had passed on and their children had grown and moved away, they had their farms and each other. But for the first time in their long, long friendship, Joe and his neighbor had a really serious quarrel. It was also really silly. It started over a stray calf that wandered and messed up the gardens and ended up on the neighbor's land. And so the neighbor thought it was his, or claimed it was his anyway. But Joe said it looked just like his favorite cow, so it must be his, and it had gotten out of the barn. And they just said a bunch of things they both regretted, but neither one of them knew how to apologize. Feet were stomped, doors were slammed, and the well-worn path through the back between one farmhouse and the other got cold, and weeds started to overgrow it as they didn't visit each other for day after day and week after week. The week stretched into months, and old Joe started to feel pretty unwell. He kept in the house more and more. One day he was really surprised to hear a knock on the door. He wasn't expecting anybody, and nobody ever usually came out that way. When he opened the door, there was a young woman with a soft roll of tools on her shoulder. She said, "I thought you might have some work." And he said, "What could you do?" She said, "Well, I'm a carpenter, and I'm pretty good with my hands, and I can usually figure out what I don't know how to do, and I'd like some work." Joe started to shake his head and turn away, but his dog Alice, who had very, very good manners, was showing him that she very much wanted to say hello to this young woman. So he nodded at the dog, and the dog snuggled right up against her legs. And as the young woman was petting the dog, Joe thought, "Well, anybody that Alice likes is probably all right, so I think I do have a job for you." And the woman stood up from petting the dog and said, "Sure, what can I do?" He said, "Look down that path there through the back garden. You see that creek that runs right along through those trees? That creek wasn't there a few weeks ago." The carpenter was a little bit surprised. "Wasn't there?" "No, my stinking old neighbor drug his plow right down the property line from the pond at the top all the way down to the road. And then he flooded it, and now there's a creek between our houses, and I want you to build me a fence. There's lumber in the barn. I want you to build me a fence, a tall fence, no gaps in between, a tall fence so I don't have to see his house or his garden or his farm or him at all." The woman nodded, and she said, I sure can help. I can take care of that." Joe grumbled a little bit, called the dog in, and shut the door. The woman went out to the barn and started to move the lumber down towards the creek, and then Joe decided it was probably a good day to go into town anyhow. All that noise would be upsetting, on top of the upset of having not seen his friend and not going to see his friend, but he wasn't going to think about that. He was just going to go into town for the day. So he did. And at the end of a long day, when he came back up the long drive in his pickup with Alice on the front seat, he was shocked to find that the carpenter had not done what she had promised. Instead of a fence down along that stinking creek, there was a little footbridge right over it. It was a sturdy footbridge, elegant in its simplicity, that would last for decades, but was comfortable to use frequently. And over that footbridge was coming his friend, with his hand stuck out and an apology on his lips. "I don't know what I was thinking. I've missed you so much. No calf is worth my visiting with you every day, and I hope you can forgive me." Joe was starting to grumble at the carpenter, but he really quickly realized how very wise she was, met his friend halfway over the bridge, shook his hand, and then was surprised to see the carpenter patting Alice and rolling up that roll of tools. "Hold on just a second, youngster. We've got plenty of work on our farms, things we're not quite ready to tackle on our own. We could keep you busy for a long time." She said, "Thank you. Thank you. But I've got other bridges to build.